going to turn to Luke chapter 2, and I'll start at verse 1, 1 to 7, and then 8 on after that. Luke chapter 2, and start at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to be registered. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. "We've room at the inn. Hope you don't mind mucking in." I picked up a mildew weed and Max Licardo and the messy stable, messy manger talk. And we're often given lovely, cuddly, wonderful manger scenes as to the birth of Christ. And the account that he was looking at was, if Hollywood were to make a film of it, would they have used the characters that were the real characters? Or would they have used the handsome, the debonair, the eye-catching people of today? Our Heavenly Father used those who He chose to, ordinary people. And we were hearing about how it came about. It came about because the people of the day decided there should be a census in this country. I've been reminded, I think this week, it may be last, that it's every 10 years we get a census, and they're now talking about perhaps being able to not make it every 10 years and actually get away with it using other statistical information that they already are collecting and using that. But here there was a desire. I want to know how many people we've got, how many people. It put them in Bethlehem. It put them in a manger, in a crowded place where no room in the inn. Breakfast for two? Bed and breakfast for two? No, not going to happen. You should have booked on ahead. Everything's going on. Let's come back to our reading and move on to the shepherds. And there were shepherds, verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him that had been told them about this babe, this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And then this verse often touches me. Verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The shepherds responded. They reacted. They didn't just stay where they were. They'd heard the story. They'd had the frightening sight of the angels, of the message of God. Having heard it, having been reassured about it, they went to find out about it. They'd had the clues as to the unusual event, the fact that it was a baby born in a stable, that the child would be found in a manger, that he'd be wrapped in cloths, and Mary, this verse 19, Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. There are things that the Lord shows us, does for us, does with us, and he wants us to ponder on them, to think about them, to let them percolate. I'm not a curry lover, but my parents from time to time would have curry. They very kindly let us have other things at that time. But I've heard it said that it gets better as the days go on. And I find there are some foods, I'll do a stew, a mince, and sometimes it's actually tasting better the next time or the time after that that I'm heating it up. And it's thinking over. I mean, that's with food. But with the Word of God and with things that happen to us, sometimes when we reflect on them, we can see God's hand at work in our lives. And for Mary, these things she treasured, she pondered, she hung on to them. And as time went by, so the fuller meaning would come out for her. And really, just those thoughts. How did it happen? It happened because man chose to count the people. If that hadn't happened, they wouldn't have been in Bethlehem. If it hadn't been such a big gathering, there would have been room for them to stay in normal accommodation. There wasn't room. It meant that the prophecies that were told of old would come true, and would come true with Jesus. A chorus that's been running in my mind for the last month or so. We think of Christmas and the birth of Jesus, but in our reading from Isaiah and also here in in Luke, it's speaking of a saviour is born. And the chorus that comes to mind is, he did not come to judge the world, it was to save who came. I'm not quoting it fully correctly, and I'm not going to get to playing it now. And when we call him Saviour, we call him by his name. And yes, we are wrapped up in shopping, whether it be present shopping or food shopping or other things. And for me, I usually go shopping in the big Tesco's on the way home from work, 9 o'clock in the morning, because it's not too crowded. And it's easy to find a parking space. If it's not easy to find a parking space where I like to park, I think I'll come back another time. This past week, I had a need to go in. I couldn't park where I needed to park. I had to park further away. And then when you get in the shop, it might be a big shop, but you're juggling to get past other people who are in a hurry trying to do their thing. There's so much busyness around. There are people needing our attention even when we don't want it. On Sunday, if I'm good and I remember, my phone goes on silent. And last Sunday it was on silent. I'm still up here for the carol service afterwards. And so after that, which was getting on for about 6 o'clock, I turned the phone back on, and then came through a message. It was 1 o'clock. Oh, we're looking for a key for the workshop. Can you help us, John? And before I got to try to do anything about that, then came the next, oh, it's all right, we've got hold of Scott. He's coming. And I thought, well, it's just as well, because I've only just seen it 3 hours later. That would have been too late for me. Our attention is being taken by all sorts of things. Some things are needed and some things not so needed. I sit at home and sometimes perhaps expecting a call or the like, and then the phone rings and I answer it and there doesn't seem to be anyone on the end. And then it's someone wanting my opinion about this shopping situation or another. There are people who need our attention, and there are people who are wanting our attention. There are those that we need to be listening to and responding to because they have a need. And there are others that they're just distracting and taking us away from the things we should really be thinking about worshipping. Just a few thoughts. Mary pondered them. We can think of the nice manger scene, the nice scene of wise men visiting later. But Jesus came with the cross in mind, with the cross in focus, that you and I may know our salvation through what we're celebrating today. Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity of come to worship you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for your birth. And today is a day that we use to remember that. And that you came for us. You came to take away our sins, to pay the penalty, to pay the debt that we owe. Lord, we thank you for that. For the rest of today and this time, we pray your blessing upon our time. May we remember you in a right way. And yes, have family fun, fellowship, sharing, and those duties that we have, Lord. Give us that strength and enabling to do those things. Amen. the honor and glory of your name. Now, Lord, we ask your parting blessing. Blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to abide with us and remain with us till we meet again unto your call. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.